The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What are you planning to do this year?
Well, at Grace and Focus, we're going to tell you what our plans are. This is Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Grace and Focus. Today is a unique episode because we're going to talk about what's coming up. One of the things coming up that you might want to know about is our national conference, our 2022 Bible Conference. This is a great experience that we want everyone to take part in, everyone that's able. You can find out more about that by going to faithalone.org and click on events. Let's jump to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace and Focus.
Well, welcome to the show. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, Sean Lazar. And I'm Bob Wilkin.
Hi, Bob Wilkin. Well, I thought in this episode we might just give a preview about our plans for 2022, because people will be listening to this sometime early in the new year. So what kind of things is GES going to do in the next year, God willing? You know, I think there's a verse in James about don't plan too much here. That's a little arrogant. Right. Yep. But God willing.
God willing. Well, there are a couple things. Actually, this kind of stresses me out because we've got so many projects that require me to write things. One thing we're working on is Doctrine for Disciples.
Yes.
And that's a book that you and I and Ken Yates are doing, right?
That's right.
And that book is going to cover the 10 major doctrines of systematic theology, like the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of the person and work of Christ, Christology, the Holy Spirit, pneumatology, God the Father. It's called theology proper.
Yeah.
We'll go through all aspects, eschatology, so all aspects of systematic theology. And we're even including a chapter on Israel, Israelology, and I think on eternal reward. So I think we have 12 chapters.
Yeah.
We hope to have that done and in print by our conference in May.
Yeah. We really want to make it. I mean, this kind of arose from Ken's teaching ministry overseas in Bible schools. He wanted something that he could take with him to these schools to use there. So it kind of grew from that. But we're also thinking that maybe this will be part of our wider attempt to create a bunch of small group study materials.
Well, that's another thing we're working on. For example, I'm doing a Bible study, a 12-week Bible study on the Gospel of John.
Right.
I think I'm on week 8, and we've got people working on James, 1st through 3rd John.
Galatians, I think.
We have one on Galatians. We're going to have 4 or 5 different Bible study guides that should be ready, hopefully, around the middle of the year. And so that's another thing. And then, of course, we're working on an Old Testament commentary.
That's right.
Now, that's a 5-year plan. We just put it in place in August 2021. So we hope to have it done by the end of 2026.
That's right.
So far, I'm kind of happy about it, but then I'm sad, too, because I've done 13 chapters in Genesis, and yet Ken Yates did 34 chapters, all of Deuteronomy. Several other people, Lucas Kitchen, did all of Esther and all of Ruth.
Right.
And, you know, we've had several other people that have made good progress. So I'm thinking, I don't know, I
gotta
need to
catch up.
Step that up, too.
But, you know, they're not writing blogs every day.
Well,
they're not doing podcasts every day. You got to be easy on yourself there.
Yeah, but if I don't get around 50 chapters per year, I'm not going to get all the books I committed to doing, which isn't necessarily bad. Somebody else can pick up the slack. But I'm hoping to finish Genesis by, say, next August or September.
Right.
But if so, I'm going to have to pick up the pace. But and you've been the slave driver on all this stuff. You've been telling me, okay, you got to get this. Just yesterday, I got an email from you to me and Ken that's saying, we got to get Doctrine for Disciples done so we can edit each other's work and then edit it again in February and hopefully have it ready by May.
We have our deadlines, and we got to keep to our deadlines as much as we can. We have our national conference, which will be coming up at the end of May 2022.
And Camp Copus, May 23 through 26.
And so this will be Camp Copus in Denton, and we're trying a new thing. A lot of people asked for two things in our next national conference. One, they wanted to meet someplace where people could hang out together afterwards. So it needed to be a venue where people could actually stay as well as hold the conference. And two, they wanted something that younger people, maybe people with families, could come to a conference that they could bring their kids to. And so we're we took both of those suggestions, and we're trying to make this conference better. So Camp Copus is going to have a hotel, and it has a motel on their property. So we have two different options, two different kind of budget options for where you want to stay. We're all going to be staying on this beautiful, really big campground property on Lake Louisville. And we're also, to attract families, we're going to have VBS for two different age groups, kind of young kids and elementary school age kids, and then more for the older kids, we'll have an older kid VBS.
Right, and there's also RV pads. There's 8 RV pads, so if people want to bring their RVs, that's only $20 a day, which is extremely cheap for RV hookup and everything.
Yeah. This is not like one of these. I went to a conference once, and I think the tickets were $1,500 a ticket. I only got to go to that conference because somebody donated a ticket to me, but this is not that type of conference. This is like, this is what it costs us, and here we're just going to pass this cost on to you. Actually, we're going to discount it a little bit.
We're subsidizing the rooms a little bit so that it's a little cheaper for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. So, and what's the theme of the conference?
It's on last day's judgment. So we're going to talk about the judgment seat of Christ, the great white throne judgment, the judgment of the sheep and the goats. We're going to talk about judgment in this life, the various judgments that we experience in this life, mm-hmm. and just different aspects, passages that deal with those topics. And so it should be very interesting because the eschatology is of tremendous interest. And then the idea of judgment is of real interest. In fact, I think I'm giving a closing message on the fact that God is just.
Okay.
Every time he judges, his judgments are fair. They're just. That's part of his nature and character. He cannot do anything that is unjust.
Right.
And so that's a bedrock principle for all judgment, whether in this life or in the days to come.
Right. Now, some people will hear that. And we've heard some people say, really, are you really going to do a conference on judgment? That's so negative. I don't want to hear about people might say, I'm being judged every single day. Judgment gets me really down. It depresses me. I don't want to hear about this. So is there any good news to be had at these judgments?
Well, of course, the good news, and this will be one of the things that will come out in the conference, is John 5:24. Jesus says, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me, present tense, has everlasting life, future tense, shall not come into judgment. And then past tense, but has passed from death into life. Shall not come into judgment means what it says. There will be no judgment of the believer concerning his or her everlasting life. Once we believe, we are secure forever. And so that's good news. Also, the other good news is believers will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. And what we will learn at the conference is the desire of the Lord Jesus Christ is to praise us, to approve of us, to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Mm. He's given us the Holy Spirit so that should take place. Believers should be those who persevere in faith and good works and hear his well done. And so we'll talk about that because if you've ever, I tear up when I watch the Olympics and when I watch the award ceremonies of the Olympics or when I watch the finals of an event like St. Wimbledon. Those things cause me to tear up because I am happy for the person who has won a medal. Mm. And I would like to be that person in terms of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like him to be pleased with me, not just day to day, but when I die or when I'm raptured, I would like him to look over my life and say, this one persevered to the end, and this one is going to rule in the life to come. And I would be thrilled with that. So that's part of what we're going to be talking about at the conference. And we should be looking forward to that because it's like, if you stop and think about it, Sean, just about everything in life that's worth having requires some sort of judgment. If you want to go to college, you have to get accepted.
Yeah.
And then once you get accepted, you have to pass your courses.
Right.
And then if you want to go on to grad school, you have to do well in college.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's daughter is applying to medical schools. She did extremely well in college, did very well on her MCATs, but didn't get in the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're praying for her to get in this time around. And she's a persevering soul. She's working full time now for a group of doctors. And that'll also help her, and she'll likely get in this time around. But it's not automatic.
Right.
But guess what? if you pass these tests, and she graduated with honors from high school, graduated with honors from college, if she then goes to med school and does well, well, there could be plenty of rewards for the rest of her life.
Right.
And that's true whatever it is, whether it's in your work, whether it's in the military, in any aspect of life. If we do well, there's going to be some sort of reward.
Right. And maybe that's kind of tied to Doctrine for Disciples, our book on systematic theology that we're coming out. That's one of the reasons why we're going to have a whole chapter devoted to rewards, because this is something that typically doesn't appear in other systematic theologies, and yet it appears on so many pages of Scripture, and it's so central to the Christian view of not only the future, but of the forever.
Right.
Rewards are forever. So, and there's another chapter in there that we're working on. So we have one on the church. Every systematic theology has that on the church.
Yeah.
We're going to have one on Israel. Fewer have a message about Israel.
Right.
But we're also going to have one specifically on the kingdom, because that's where we're going to be forever and ever and ever. So that'll be never.
You mean we're not going to be in heaven forever?
No, see, we're not going to be in heaven.
There you go.
Heaven is kind of like O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It's just the layover.
I mean, we're just going through there.
Yeah, we're just going through. I wonder if heaven will be as big as O'Hare. I don't know, because that place is enormous.
Well, you know, there was a Tom Hanks movie called Terminal.
Yes.
And he got stuck in the turn. It's based on a true story.
And do you know where it was filmed?
No.
It was filmed in my home province of Quebec.
Really?
In the Mirabel Airport, because no one ever uses that airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, that's kind of what heaven's like, right?
Kind of.
I mean, depends how long you're going to be there, but right. Whether you're there for 100 years or 1,000 years or 6 weeks, it's going to be short, because we're going to be on God's timetable, and
right.
So however long it is, it's going to seem like a few hours or a few days.
Right, and presumably we'll have better things to eat than ketchup packets and crackers.
Is that what the guy had in Terminal?
Think,
that's
I think
right.
That's all he had. Yeah.
Until he got the carpentry jobs, and then he started
doing
that's
well. Right, that's right. That was a good movie. Well, I think that's all the time that we have. There's a few other things we didn't talk about in terms of videos and regional conferences and speaking engagements, but to find out about all those things, go to our website, faithloan.org, look up events, and you'll see all the upcoming events that we're going to have in 2022. And we hope to see you guys not only listening to us on the podcast, but maybe we can meet you in person if you come to the conference.
See ya.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And we have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition to this, we have all kinds of other free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that also at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On tomorrow's episode, we're going to talk about judgment in James. So join us for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.